Welcome to the Entertainment Earth Podcast.
Welcome to the Toy of the Week Podcast. I'm your host, Adam Paulus, here as Lightsaber Man the Cake to talk about Star Wars toys, specifically new battle packs. It's Halloween, so we're doing scary sound effects. Ooh, your glass is haunted. Nah, it's just annoying, isn't it? I'll stop with it now. Anyway, this week we got two battle packs to talk about. We got a third one we'll talk about in the future, but I've only had time to open up two so far, so that's what you're going to get. We have a Jellygrub Patrol. We also have the Battle of Endor Battle Pack, which did not include Tarak or Teek or Wilfred Rimley, unfortunately, but it does include a Jedi, an Ewok, and an Imperial dude. So let's start off with the Jellygrub Patrol. The Jellygrub itself is a big bug. Most of it's transparent. It has pinchers on its mouth. You squeeze its head, and they kind of bite down on things. It's actually pretty neat. But the toy, other than that, has no articulation, no saddles, no moving parts. He just kind of is. It's a wild, giant bug. And since he's transparent, collectors need to be very careful when they store this item. If there comes a day where you take yours out of the box and then put it away, you don't want to have it touching any red plastic items, because sometimes clear plastic has a habit of absorbing other colors, particularly red. It's very nasty. But it's a good-looking bug. It's going to look great on your shelf. There aren't many Felucian anythings, so this is a great addition to your collection. Well, actually, there's the Rancor, and there's the Felucian native, and I guess there's that one battle pack. So, yeah, there's quite a bit of Felucian stuff, so forget I just said that. But the bug's pretty neat, and looks kind of slimy. He's kind of bendy and gummy feeling, so he's pretty cool. He comes with a Felucian clone trooper, which has ball-jointed hips, which you, of course, appreciate, a removable helmet, and a cloth kama, or skirt, and holsters for his blasters. He's basically a hyper-articulated clone trooper, because that's what we're calling ones with the ball-jointed hips now, and well worth adding to your collection. The set's a little... you kind of wish you got another figure in the box for what it costs, but it's still pretty cool, and we haven't gotten that many new creatures lately, so I'm just happy to have any new creatures. And meanwhile, on Endor... The Battle for Endor set includes three figures and a giant combat glider. First, let's talk about the glider. The combat glider is basically identical to the one released in 2004, if you've been around that long, I assume you have, as part of the Saga Ultra line of figures. It included an Ewok and a glider. The Ewok, in this case, is Warrock, which doesn't really look a lot like the Kenner Warrock figure from the 1980s. It really doesn't. The color is kind of brown instead of gray. He does have a hood, and he does have a quiver with arrows in it. The arrows come out too, by the way, so be careful with that. And don't throw them away with a package by accident like you might accidentally do. But he also includes a couple of rocks to drop and a harness to hang himself from the glider. So it's a pretty good set. I would recommend buying a set just for Warrock because he's a different looking Ewok. He doesn't look like any of the other ones released. Really different color, different enough head sculpt, different hood. It's a nice figure and well worth adding to your Ewok stash, unless you hate Ewoks, in which case, what business do you have calling yourself a Star Wars fan? You really don't. Colonel Dire is a new Imperial officer. He looks very similar to the figure that was ejected from last year's Endor battle pack, because they were going to have five figures and then it got reduced to four. This one has basically Moff Gerard's body again, a new head sculpt, gloved hands, and no rank badge on his chest. So it's a black-suited Imperial officer. It's very similar to the vintage 1980s figure. Actually, it probably is the best update of that original 1980s figure, so you should totally get this set just for that. Luke Skywalker is a Endor poncho figure. The figure has a removable poncho, removable helmet. The helmet and poncho are the same as the 2006 Endor Luke releases, which mean you get a belt, a cloth poncho, and a helmet with an open chin strap, which comes right off. These are applied to the 2007 Jedi Knight Luke Skywalker body, which was a super articulated action figure with 14 joints. And he has a brand new cloth vest, which they created for this figure, which basically makes this the most accurate Jedi Knight Luke Skywalker figure from Return of the Jedi so far. It's also, once you take off the poncho, the most similar to the 1983 Kenner figure, which again makes this set well worth buying if you're a fan of those vintage figures and want updates of everybody. This is the Luke you want to get two of. That's how good it is. And of course the Ewok and the Imperial, so it's a good set. The Imperial officer has a Stormtrooper blaster. Warrock has a bow, arrows, hood with a quiver, and a couple of rocks to drop, plus the glider. Luke Skywalker has a helmet, belt, poncho, lightsaber, blaster, and removable cloth vest, but you probably want to leave that on. So it's a pretty good set for $20, $25 rather. It's not $20. They were $20 a few years ago, but they're not anymore, so fair warning. The Rishi Outpost set came in this assortment. I have not opened that yet because of time constraints. and also a repack of the Geonosis attack set. I think it's Geonosis. Let me go check. Let's go see here. It is called Geonosis Assault Battle Pack. It has two pilots and the gun pod. I think I discussed them on the podcast previously, but if I didn't, you get two super articulated pilots, removable helmets, and a really, really big gun pod, which plugs into your Republic gunships if you have any. So it's a pretty good set. The Rishi Outpost set has three commando droids and a clone trooper, and I'll go into those after I get to play with them. That's all for this week. These items are available at entertainmentearth.com today. As of the recording of this podcast, they may be in stock. I say that because I don't know what the future holds, but they were in stock when I last looked. And if you order $59 worth of these or any in-stock items, including the newly released Star Wars Ralph McQuarrie action figure gift sets, you get free shipping. That's been $59 at Entertainment Earth. Your shipping is free if you're in the USA. Check the site for details. Check our $9.99 or less store. And thanks for listening to the podcast, everybody. I'm Adam Paulus. This is me. You can find me on Twitter, twitter.com/entearth, E-N-T-A-R-D-H. Have a happy Halloween. Have a safe Halloween. If you're really lucky, have a really debauched Halloween. And tell me all about it.